You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Last month, New York State legalized recreational marijuana, and many advocates hailed it as one of the most progressive cannabis laws in the country. And that's in part because it takes on one of the biggest issues around legalization. It clears the criminal records of people with certain marijuana-related offenses. So to help explain what expungement means and who's eligible for it is Emma Goodman, an attorney with the Legal Aid Society. Hey, Emma.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How many New Yorkers have convictions related to marijuana, and how many of them would be cleared?
Hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers have convictions for marijuana offenses. About 200,000 already had their records expunged under the 2019 decriminalization law, and now about 150,000 more are estimated to be eligible for expungement under this new law.
And when we say marijuana convictions, that spans a lot. Can you explain to us what sorts of marijuana-related convictions would be expunged?
Best way to think about it is anything that is no longer a crime is now eligible for expungement, which actually means any prior offense that involves possession of up to a pound and any prior offense that involves selling up to 25 grams is eligible for automatic expungement. That includes a couple e-felonies as well as a bunch of misdemeanors.
Does this really make your convictions disappear? Like if you were to apply for a job and somebody were to do a background check, would they not see those things?
Yes, almost always. So it does make them disappear. They technically still exist. But for a background check, your record should not show up. And under New York law, you do not need to disclose that you once had that conviction if your case has already been sealed or expunged.
Can you walk us through the process a bit here? Is it something that happens automatically or do you have to apply for it? And then is there a way to check to see if your record has been expunged?
So the great thing about this law is that you don't have to do anything. If you're eligible, your case will be automatically expunged. It's a computer programming thing that happens by the state. There's nothing you have to do. You don't have to go to court. To show that your case has actually been properly expunged, I am actually working with the state to see if we can make it easier for people. But right now, what you would have to do is go and get a copy of your rap sheet or go to the court and get a copy of your certificate of disposition saying that it's been expunged. And that is the only way you'll be able to show.
So, Emma, what happens in the meantime as people try to figure out the details of all of this?
So what I've been told, and I'm waiting for confirmation, is that the Office of Court Administration and the Division of Criminal Justice Services, which are the two agencies that have to actually do the computer programming to make this happen, have already put codes into their system so that these cases won't show up on background checks. Even though the case isn't technically expunged, it won't matter for you because it won't show up anymore.
Would you recommend that people get in touch with a lawyer to figure out some of this stuff?
My hope is that people won't have to get in touch with lawyers. I feel like my goal in working towards automatic expungement is to take lawyers out of the equation as much as possible. The only reason I would say to reach out to a lawyer, there are two reasons. One, if you are not a U.S. citizen, you may want to do something else to protect your rights, and you may need a lawyer for that. And two, you can request destruction of your records under this law, and you don't need a lawyer to do that, but it's actually a very bad idea for most people to actually physically destroy the records, and I would recommend that people always talk to a lawyer before they decide to make that request.
You mentioned immigration. How does expungement work for people who are going through the federal immigration process?
Yes, it is different. Their record will still be automatically expunged, but that might not be enough for the immigration authorities to recognize it. So they may need to hire a lawyer to file what's called a 440 application, and the law makes it pretty easy to do that, but you need a lawyer.
There's also some gray area with parole offenders, right? Can you explain that?
So there were some changes that are actually very positive, in my opinion, about the parole process. The law now says for people that are on parole, the parole officers cannot make not smoking weed a requirement of being on parole unless there's clear and convincing evidence that it is directly related to the offense they were convicted of and that they're on parole for. So for the most part, if you are on parole, they can't force you to stop smoking and they can't violate you on parole if you were smoking. Now, the cases before that law was changed, that's more complicated, and we actually have some parole lawyers that are looking into whether there are people that are incarcerated right now on parole violations and whether there's anything we can do to get them out, because that is a lot more complicated.
Emma Goodman is a staff attorney in the Special Litigation Unit with the Legal Aid Society. Emma, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.